Well, actually, they had to invent it, and I remember. Let's see, I remember thinking that I was the inventor of it, but I wasn't. Art, do you happen to know Art Karpel? He was a professor at presently at Iowa, but he was a marvelous zenith worker. I remember. Let's see. Let me make sure that I tell it to you right. He wrote his thesis. He was from Holland, went to Zenith, finished writing his thesis, sent it back to Holland, and one of the things, what did we call those things? They were called Bragg diffraction images. Yeah, Bragg diffraction images. Yeah, that's the first one of those that I wrote was in 69. Ultrasonic imaging of internal structure by Bragg diffraction. And we could put one of my students on this particular one, John Landry and John Powers and myself wrote this, and it was published in Applied Physics Letters. And I thought I was the inventor of that. I'm a little mixed up on what actually happened, but there was one device that turned out to be pretty good that I did have. I had a Zenith patent notebook, and I wrote up the idea in the notebook in May, no, in August, and sent it off to Bob Adler. He showed it to Art Karpel. Art Karpel wrote me back with Xerox copies of his invention, exactly the same, only 2 months earlier. It was pretty good. It was pretty good. Pretty good for the device. Another thing that came along was holography. Mm-hmm. Holography came along.
Mm-hmm.
And here in 1970, in 69, I have a paper, Acoustic Holographic System for Underwater Search, myself and two students. So that those are the dates. That would be in 60. Oh, pardon me, 69. And then Bragg diffraction imaging systems continued to be a topic of interest. And then acoustical holography, optical heterodyne detection in Bragg imaging. Those are sort of related. Bragg diffraction imaging in 72. Acoustical holography. Yeah, that was I was the chairperson for conference called Acoustical, now called for this, now called Acoustical Imaging. In those days, we called it Acoustical Holography, but it's the same conference. They just changed the names because they had it. Not all of them were holographic.
Mm-hmm.
But back in those days, that was volume 4. This is volume number 18.
Mm-hmm.
So 4 was in 72. Well, I can tell dates from this, and I guess it was 71. I guess is when I was. Editor of the transaction on electron devices. So it was 61 to 71.